I'm Rick Hansen with this news update on KJAN.com. A Lewis man scheduled to undergo a second trial on sex abuse charges in Cass County District Court next week has instead made a plea bargain that keeps him out of jail. Attorney Dan Feistner on Thursday said that 53-year-old Roger Allen Erickson agreed to plead guilty to one felony count of sexual abuse in the third degree. Erickson, whose first trial late last summer ended in a hung jury, had faced 50 charges associated with the 2011 sexual abuse of a 14-year-old girl living in the foster home run by Erickson and his wife. The other 49 charges were summarily dismissed. Erickson waived his rights Tuesday and was sentenced to 10 years in prison with the term suspended. Judge James Richardson instead placed Erickson on 2 years of supervised probation. As part of the terms of his probation, Erickson is required to register as a sex offender in the state of Iowa, complete a sex offender treatment program successfully, and reside at the residential treatment facility in Council Bluffs until his term is satisfied. In the meantime, he'll be held in the Cass County Jail until space is available at the RTF. In addition, a special sentence was imposed, committing Erickson under the custody of the Director of the Department of Corrections for the rest of his life. Feistner said that essentially means that he's technically on parole with the DOC, and if he commits a crime that draws their attention, the DOC can invoke a variety of punishments at their discretion. That is in addition to his probation term. If Erickson successfully completes his probation, the 10-year sentence that was originally imposed will no longer be held in reserve. However, if he does commit a serious crime during his probationary period, the entire 10-year sentence will be invoked. One person was sent to the hospital for treatment of a minor leg injury after an SUV and a full-size pickup collided on Atlantic's southwest side Thursday afternoon. Atlantic Police Officer Spencer Walton.
One vehicle was trying to turn east onto 22nd Street, and the other vehicle came up behind it and was unable to slow or stop, and rear-ended the vehicle that was in front of it. One minor injury, there was some swelling to a knee, nothing severe.
The female driver of the Ford Escape, which was hit, was able to drive away from the scene and went to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of her injuries. An infant riding in that vehicle was properly secured in a safety seat and was not injured. The female driver of the pickup was also not hurt. The accident happened at around 3:40 p.m. The names of the drivers were not immediately available, and charges were pending completion of the accident investigation. The Iowa State Patrol says a Glidden teen suffered minor injuries during a rollover accident Thursday night east of Carroll. 16-year-old Alexander Danner was wearing his seatbelt when the 2005 Chevy Malibu he was driving went out of control and rolled once before coming to rest on the driver's side. The accident happened on Highway 30 near Quail Avenue at around 8:40 p.m. The car was traveling east on the highway when it went off onto the right shoulder. When Danner overcorrected, his actions caused the car to go into the north ditch. A passing motorist helped the teen out of the vehicle. Danner was treated for minor injuries at the scene and released. Authorities in Adams County had their hands full early Thursday morning investigating two accidents, one of which resulted in a pursuit. The sheriff's department said both accidents happened at around 12:50 a.m. Thursday. In one of the incidents, deputies responded to an accident at Lake Binder, and when they arrived, deputies observed a vehicle take off from the scene. After a brief pursuit, the vehicle crashed, and the driver, who was later identified as Anthony Casto of Hopkins, Missouri, took off. Casto turned himself in later in the day on Thursday. He's been charged with eluding, criminal mischief, failure to have insurance, and failure to have a driver's license. His bond was set at $7,000. The other accident happened near 2152 Corning Carl Road Thursday. The Adams County Sheriff's Department said 19-year-old Jeremiah Thomas of Prescott escaped injury after the 1989 Cadillac DeVille he was driving went out of control on the gravel road. Thomas overcorrected and hit a light pole, causing significant damage to both the car and the pole. And one person is dead following a single vehicle accident Wednesday night, about 3 miles east of Bayard in Guthrie County. The Sheriff's Department said the driver of a 1997 Chevy truck was found on the west shoulder of Nice Avenue, just north of Highway 141, shortly after authorities were notified at around 7:10 p.m. Bayard Fire and Ambulance and Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Officials say the man who had been ejected from his vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. His name was being withheld pending notification of relatives. An investigation determined the vehicle was traveling north on Nice Avenue when it entered the east ditch and rolled over, ejecting the driver. The accident remains under investigation. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN.com News.